Wright State University School of Fine and Performing Arts is presenting the play The Games Afoot through this weekend. I'm Larry Caressel with Arts Focus, and with the director of the production, Josh Aaron McCabe. In reading the description of this play, it reminds me a little of those Knives Out movies that have been coming out lately.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's Ken Ludwig writes a lot of shows that are loving homages to something. A lot of Sherlock Holmes, a lot of like Murder on the Orient Express, that kind of stuff. So this is a loving homage, like The Mousetrap. It really is a murder mystery that the audience can try and figure out, okay, who done it? But it's ridiculous. There's lots of physical comedy and nonsense happening throughout the show. I watch the actors. They are sweating bullets, no pun intended, by the time the show's over. So it's fun. So the story basically is there was an actual actor in real life, William Gillette, and he made playing Sherlock Holmes very famous. He wrote a Sherlock Holmes play and became a gazillionaire doing Sherlock Holmes. So he's actually one of the characters in the play. The setup is his company of actors is doing the Sherlock Holmes play. He invites all of his friends. Most of the cast are all actors, so the characters are actors. And he invites them all over for Christmas Eve to his new mansion, along with a theater critic who has panned all of them. And then there's, you know, murder and mayhem ensues, and now they have to figure out who done it.
Who are some of your cast members?
We have Sophia Stiles plays the theater critic. We have Joshua Ziegler plays Sherlock Holmes. Jacob Sawtelle plays Felix, kind of the character actor of the troupe. Katie Baldwin plays Aggie, the young ingenue. It's a cast of eight. It's cool for them to have the experience of not only, you know, doing a murder mystery, but really learning the comedy of physical comedy, which is its own music.
Is it a pretty elaborate set where all of these crazy things happen?
Exactly. So the whole idea is this actor, William Gillette, has built, and it actually is true, he really did build this huge mansion in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Now, where Ken Ludwig, the playwright's having some fun, is he's made it in a way that the actor, Gillette, actually kind of thinks he's Sherlock Holmes a little bit. And so this mansion that he's built has all these special gizmos and things that surprise the other characters as well as the audience throughout. And so there's a lot of technical elements that we've been sorting out.
What has the rehearsal process been like?
It's a mix. And what I mean by that is, I know as an actor myself, I've done a lot of comedies, a lot of physical comedies. And on one hand, it's fun. We're having fun because it's silly. On the other hand, rehearsing comedies can be some of the most tedious experiences known to the planet, because ain't no one there to laugh. And so in order to find the music of the laugh, find the setup, it gets really tedious. So if you had the actors on here, they would tell you probably a more brutal story. But I'm stopping them every 30 seconds to say, well, hang on a second. But if we actually do it this way, so it gets really technical.
And what about the period setting? What era does this take place in?
It's set in the 1930s. All the more that any kind of gizmos that the actor Gillette has in his house really blows people away, the characters, because it's in the 30s. Like, wow, we've never seen a remote control. Wow, you know, things like that. What's also exciting is the students have the opportunity to wear clothing out of that period, that just living in the costumes differently, you know, for them is not putting on a pair of jeans and a hoodie. They're, you know, living in this, like, these beautiful costumes. The ability to go and escape for a couple hours and just laugh, but more than just laugh, the writing's so clever that I can actually, for the audience, we can get engaged in trying to solve the murder throughout. And so it's a mix of, you know, getting your brain turned on for some clever, witty stuff, and then also just laugh for a couple hours and recharge the batteries.
Josh Aaron McCabe, the director of The Games Afoot, on stage at Wright State University through this weekend. Get more details at wright.edu/theater. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.